Welcome to episode 2 of Just the Tip of the Nozzle 3D Printing Tips and Tricks, brought to you by Platypus Dad and PlatypusDadProductions.com, where you will find all your cosplay needs as well as any inspiration you might have in your 3D printing journey. So, one of the questions that many of us makers get when we're at a gathering or at any kind of group event where somebody learns that we are a maker and we have 3D printers, we inevitably get this response. Hey, I'm looking to get into 3D printing. What's the best starting printer I can get? Internally, you're not hearing every maker scream very loudly, because this is a very loaded question. And unfortunately, it's a question that many have heard via marketing or other aspects from other 3D printer companies about the quote-unquote starter printer. So what most of us have learned in the 3D printing community is we actually will follow that up with a question. What do you want to make in 3D printing? Or we will ask, well, do you want to learn 3D printing, or do you just want to 3D print? The reason we ask that question is because if you want to learn how to 3D print, then we are going to suggest printer makes and models that aren't your one-stop, I bought in a box and push a button and go printers. These printers that we're going to recommend are printers that usually take a little more interaction. You're going to need to learn how the machine works. You might even have to learn a little bit of code, G-code that is. Just tune the machine properly. These are machines that, while on the user set, take more input. You learn that there is a give and take in that equation. The more that you can put into a printer as far as what you can do customizing it, generally your output will eventually get much greater than a push-button printer. And I will show an example later on. But if you re-answer that question with, well, I just want to make some cool things, then we're probably going to send you down the road of a more expensive, but what we call an out-of-the-box printer. And these are printers that typically you can get in, you get them out of a box, and usually within 15 to 30 minutes, you push a button and go. And so therein lies the major core beginning difference. So what if I say I do want to learn how to 3D print? Then what printers would we probably recommend? Well, you're also going to get quite a few. You're going to get anywhere from Prusas to Enders to Luxbox. What you're going to get is you're going to get a printer that does require some assembly. But in that assembly, you will start getting the core tools of how your machine works. That's going to give you the ability to troubleshoot it much later. You're going to learn how the motors work. You're going to learn how, if it has a belt system, how those are intertwined with the gears. You're going to learn how any roller system is there, lubrication, what it might need, alignment, how to align the gantry, how to align the frame, as well as the fun bed leveling. And you're also going to learn any of the possible issues that could mechanically, or I should rephrase this, that will mechanically go wrong with almost any printer that is out there on the market. Whereas if you tell us, hey, I just want to print things, then we might say, well, you know, there's a Bamboo, there's MakerBot, there's a bunch of other makers out there that can provide that experience where they have tuned their machine for what we call the majority of the general public. These are machines that have the applications that you can put on your phone, push a button, and they go. Now, these machines do not mean that they will not require maintenance. Oh, heavens no. The Bamboo Carbons when they first came out with the AMS, many maker friends of mine, they fought those machines right and left, sometimes on a daily basis. However, they are now working very well. But they have learned. Then you have newer machines that have multicolor, that have a AMS system that is much less parts or service needed. And now we're getting into a very good entry-level machine. Doesn't require a lot of know-how to get to know, and can help you with a somewhat of a good learning curve of how to get into making the 3D prints you want. So, now that we've kind of addressed the first recourse question of, okay, am I going to want to learn how to 3D print, or am I just going to want to print? The next question we will ask you is, what do you want to print? Now, we don't want anything personal when we ask that. We don't want to know what kits. What we're asking is, are you wanting to print small things, large things? Are you wanting to print complex things, or are you wanting to print just, you know, simple shapes? Because many machines out there have different capabilities, whether they be a bed slinger, as we like to call them, a Core XY, which typically the bed lowers on the Z axis, and where you have an extruder that goes along the X and the Y axis, or you could be a Delta, or possibly even a resin printer. It all depends on what you say you want to print. If you come to me and say, hey, I play Dungeons and Dragons, I want to do miniatures, off the bat, 9 times out of 10, most makers would say, well, son, you want a resin printer. And when we say that, that doesn't mean anything bad. It just means it's different. So, and we'll get into that here later, too, in another episode, the difference between resin and filament. But again, because of the application, a resin printer has much finer detail than a filament printer. However, it has a different operation. It uses a liquid. It has different support materials and equipment that should go along with that resin printer just to make your print come out right. And those are the things that we're going to want to make sure you are equipped with when you go down this journey. So you just told me one of your answers, and let's just say you told me you want to learn how to 3D print. You actually want to learn about 3D printing. You want to get into the nuts and bolts. Well then, and the next question would be, what's your budget? If your budget is relatively low, let's say less than $100, you can still get into a decent machine that can print really well for less than $100. Now, that may mean more work on your end, but there are sites out there like ComGrow and other places where you can buy refurbished Ender 3s for under $100. Now, these are typically Amazon returns, and these will require not only assembly, but testing, because again, A, they're returns, and you're getting them at such a low cost because when they get them back, they just do a visual inspection, and they send them off. And I have bought about a dozen of these machines, and two of them I did have to do some major maintenance to when I got. And that major maintenance was, one was replacing the motherboard with an updated motherboard because it had been bricked. And the other is I had to replace the hot end because somebody had broken the hot end heat break during their initial testing, and they sent it back. So these are things that, not to sound like a deal breaker, but actually will help you learn. Because when you get these kits, there are, again, like I've said, hundreds and hundreds of videos out there, people that have taken these machines down and up, and it allows you to dig into the machine to figure out what makes it tick. Now, these machines, they do require a lot of more user interface. You do have to worry about bed leveling. Everybody sighs when they hear that. You have to worry more about, you know, how the machine operates as far as making sure things are going smoothly. But once you get it dialed in, the outputs can be phenomenal. To give an example, I did a show earlier this year. I had my booth up at a local Comic-Con, and in there I had some of the props I made. I had my Five Nights at Freddy's suit that I'm working on. I had different little swords and shields that I've been working on as well. But I had over what I call my little, these are my walk-in trinkets, my little dragons I've done, fidget toys. I had a local baker come over, pick up one of my dragons and said, "Oh, did you print this on a new bamboo? Looks really well." And I, "No, that sir was printed on an Ender 3." And it was interesting because his shock, which told me that he had ran into issues with his Ender 3s, decided to go the bamboo route because rather than figure it out and take that knowledge with him to the next step, he just walked away and started with his bamboo. It was unfathomable to that individual that the tool such as an Ender 3 could produce such a high quality product. However, as I mentioned, that's only because of the time that I put into the machine. And I knew what the machine could produce. So, that shows that a machine is a machine and it's how we operate it. So that's why when people ask me what is the difference of 3D printing or being a 3D maker, I tell them much of being a 3D maker is if you've gone into it or have been in it a while, you are, and people are going to hate me for this, you're almost an overglorified CNC operator. We use the same code, but we're learning how the machine works. Now, let's take the other side of that coin. You told me that, hey, I just want to 3D print things. Well, then, as I mentioned earlier, what I'm going to ask you, well, what's your budget? What do you want to make? And here are some out of the box that will do that. And this will give you the least amount of headaches, but hopefully fit your build. And those might be the bamboo, those might be, the MakerBots. Those are typically your Core XY. There are a few bed slingers like the new Bamboo Mini and the A1 Mini, or I'm sorry, the Bamboo A1 and A1 Mini that are bed slingers. And they are very good machines. I've seen them operate. And one is actually on my shopping list for next year. So, but if you come and tell me that you want to make cosplay props, you want to make helmets, you want to make shields, then I probably am going to steer you a little bit of way of what we call the normal printer. At that time, we get into what we call a large format printer. A large format printer is typically anything that goes over the average size of 250 millimeters cubed. Yes, I said millimeters. 3D printing does not work in freedom units. It works in metric. And that is just because of where the technology came from and how the universal code was written. So you want to build helmets, you want to build props, you want to build large things like that. Now, there's nothing to say on a printer like a Bamboo or an Ender 3 or those types of size of build plates that you couldn't do a large build. You're just going to have to learn how to cut your models more. You're going to have to learn how to build those models together in one piece and then do a lot. Some more sanding, filling at the final end of the build. However, if you want to avoid that, that is when we're going to start looking at larger build plate printers. Those may be the Anycubic Cobra Max series, the Neptune 4 or larger, the CR10s, and even larger, we have the Mod-X, the Big 60, 120. This is when we start getting into the huge ones. And just now there's even a larger Core XY that has been released by I believe it's Anycubic. Oh, I'm sorry, Elegoo. And it is now being tested by the community, and they are running into what I call the large format woes. So, and we will get into large format printers on another episode. But the thing about a large format printer, Typically for cosplayers, something with a 400 millimeter, 300 millimeter build plate is typically large enough. Most helmets will fit to be able to be printed on those on one piece. And at that cubic size, if you're building, say, a shield, or if you're building an axe head or even other hilts, most of the time you can print pieces of those models in one piece or just two or three versus a dozen with a smaller printer. It also allows you to what we call nest more items together. You can nest more items, you can get more prints done at a time. It may seem longer on a print cycle, but you're actually printing more pieces. So, as you can tell, there are a lot of ins and outs to 3D printing. Asking a 3D maker that question, well, what's the best starting printer, is probably not the best question to ask. The best thing to ask us would be, hey, I would like to build this, and I want to either learn, or I don't want to learn, I just want to print it. Which direction should I go? That actually allows us as a maker to actually speak better into your question. So, as you're looking, those are the things you need to look for as you go down this 3D printing journey. See what you want to do. What is your passion for this? Are you going to want to dig into it and learn, or do you just want to make things? Either way is good. With that, then you can look at, what do I want to make? Then you can start looking through the market. You can see different options, different machines. Look at reviews, study, see what they are. Look at the negative reviews, the ones that actually have tried working it, not just, hey, it didn't work out of the box. So that way you can figure out what you want to do and what you'll have space for and will help keep you in this for the long run. So this is Platypus Dad signing off from just the tip of the nozzle, hopefully answering that question of, which printer do I need to start with? I know I didn't give an exact one. A, I'm not sponsored. And B, I want you to figure that out. If I come at you and I say, hey, this is the best printer ever, and you get it and you hate it, it's going to leave 3D printing with a bad taste in your mouth. However, if you learn and see what actually fits your need, it's like any kind of tool. Use the tool that fits best and works the best for you. Platypus Dad out. I'll see you on the flip side.